Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. International Women's Day is on Sunday, March the 8th. But on the Saturday, the day before, the Kawartha Sexual Assault Center in Peterborough is holding a day-long event. It features a rally in front of City Hall, then a street march to the library for a day filled with events and a keynote speaker. In a time when those seeking justice following a sexual assault, especially in the shadow of the Epstein files and the trial of Canadian businessman Frank Stronach, it is particularly relevant. Take a listen to see what you think about what is happening in Northumberland and around the world on this issue. I'm so pleased to have with me today Jocelyn Enright, the Prevention, Education, and Community Engagement Coordinator for the Kawartha Sexual Assault Center. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
For people who may not be familiar with it, what is International Women's Day?
Yeah, International Women's Day is an internationally recognized event. The United Nations kind of started that. So people can check that out if they want to kind of see what is happening globally. But basically locally for the past many, many, many years, we've collaborated with Kawartha World Issues Center or QWIC to host a local event. And really the day is about talking about different women's issues. We really like to keep that focus on kind of like, yes, the progress that we've made as women, but also what are the things that we still need to really work on, and just have a day for people to come together and learn from one another.
So then what is taking place on March 8th in Peterborough to mark International Women's Day?
Yeah, so International Women's Day is on March 8th. We're hosting our event on March 7th. Just a Saturday is probably easier for folks to get out to stuff. So we are kind of doing a two-part event that we've done for the past few years. So the first part starts at 11:30 a.m. outside of Peterborough City Hall, where we'll have a reading of the Declaration for International Women's Day. We have Peterborough's Poet Laureate, Indigenous drummers. So that'll be really lovely. We all gather with signs and posters, and then we rally and march through the streets, bringing awareness. And then we end up at the Peterborough Public Library, where we have a free little lunch and a speaker event.
The theme this year is ensuring and strengthening access to justice for all women and girls. What things are going to be highlighted at your event on that theme?
Well, we chose our keynote speaker specifically to address this. So her name is Kat Owens, and she's from an organization called the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund. So they do a ton of work. They're not lawyers, but what they do is more kind of on the back end of things. They do research and really argue for policy changes when it comes to all kind of forms of justice. So they really, really focus a lot on women's rights, how the law looks at gender-based violence, a lot about Indigenous land rights. So they're really kind of working to see how can we change the law reform. So Kat is going to be speaking to folks a little bit about the work that they do, and then also giving people kind of some tools that they can go forward with if they also want to be a part of this movement and what they can do.
What does all of this look like on the ground in our communities? When you talk about this kind of thing and what Ms. Owens is going to be talking about, how does that work on the ground in, say, Peterborough or Northumberland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense for all of these areas. You know, we constantly, at least with KSAC or the Sexual Assault Center, we do support Peterborough and Northumberland areas. And we work a lot with survivors of sexual violence specifically, who experience a lot of issues with the criminal justice system. whether that's feeling like they're not believed, feeling like they're very confused about the system, feeling like, certain people maybe aren't given as much space to speak. So I think it really does highlight the issues that there are in many different areas of justice. For us, that's just kind of our specific focus. But even with anything, again, QUIC is very much focused on environmental support. And again, we don't really see a lot of that, I think, happening in this area. Again, specifically related to the justice system. So I feel like it's related to so many areas of people's everyday life, probably, who are listening to this.
You mentioned environmental support. What is that?
Talking about how that we can do better to support the environment. So, you've heard a lot, maybe not as much in this area, but about people kind of arguing against when there's going to be pipelines and things like that. And also talking about Indigenous land rights. So in this area, right, there's many, many different Indigenous reserves and the treaties that we're on, and sort of how is the justice system recognizing who the rightful owners are. So that's kind of another big part of how justice plays into that too.
Do you have any statistics that could help paint a picture of Northumberland County and the kind of services you provide and the numbers of people who use those?
Yeah, so I mean, we are. For us, we only have the office in Peterborough, which I know is, a barrier for folks. And we would love one day if we could be in all of our different catchment areas. But we do offer virtual supports as well. So anybody who's listening who is in Northumberland County and is interested in accessing our services, we do offer virtual supports as well, phone and Zoom. Realistically, we kind of see the same statistics across the board. Unfortunately, about one in three women, one in six men, and one in two transgender or gender diverse folks experience some form of sexual violence in their life. And it's not necessarily something that they're looking to go to the justice system for. Maybe they're just looking for somebody to talk to, but really, that statistic remains the same across Peterborough, Northumberland, Haliburton. So we recognize that there's a lot of folks that could potentially use our supports.
Do you have any specific numbers for Northumberland that would give us some idea of just how many people do access your service?
I don't have an exact number. I know Northumberland is lucky that there's also Cornerstone Support Services. So that is a women's shelter, but they do also offer supports there. We definitely don't see as many folks accessing services from our other catchment areas. Again, probably for a number of reasons. Again, we recognize that it's a barrier that a lot of folks maybe want in-person services for talking about this kind of difficult stuff and can't. So we definitely see lower numbers of folks connecting with us from Northumberland, I'd say.
One of the things that is being talked about is something called promoting inclusivity. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah, so for us, that's really important, again, for both our work and for our events, is really making sure that as many people as possible feel like we've created a welcoming space that they are welcome to. So for the International Women's Day event, again, I know obviously travel, it might be kind of a big issue, but if people can get themselves to Peterborough, really from there, we don't want anyone to be turned away. So people of all genders are welcome to this event. People of all ages, we've made it very kid friendly because we also recognize it's a weekend. A lot of folks are parents, and we don't want people to have to choose between going to an important community event and childcare. It's free. There is food. Because it is located in a very central part of Peterborough, there are a lot of unhoused folks that may come in just for a meal, and we welcome that. That's building community. So we've tried to make that as inclusive as possible. In terms of CASAC, we also try that. Again, I can't guarantee that a space I create is going to be safe for everybody, but our services are also available for people of all genders, all walks of life. They're free. So really just trying to let people know that, like, we are here to support you. And if we end up not being the one for you, we also can help connect you to other people who can support as well.
Most recently, people may be aware of high-profile cases of sexual assault through the coverage of the Epstein files or the case of Frank Stronach, the Canadian businessman who is facing 12 charges related to sexual assault. We also know of many other cases, both nationally and locally. The Epstein files have drawn criticism for pointing out a network of powerful, influential people who do not appear to be facing much in the way of legal justice. Could you share some of your insights from your perspective on that case? And then we'll talk about the other one in a minute.
Yeah, that case is a big one. I think it hits hard for a lot of people, whether you're a survivor yourself or not. I think it's very, very difficult. And it is discouraging, unfortunately, for people. And we hear from survivors when it comes to a lot of these very big cases that come out, when they see that there are people that are not facing any kind of, it seems like, legal ramification or even like judgment a lot of times. Like there are still people that don't believe that it's true, even when we have evidence. So when survivors see that, it can be really discouraging because then they think, well, why would somebody believe my case then? Right? Or, oh, I don't think I want to tell people because what if I experience this same kind of thing? And what if my perpetrator experiences this as well? And sexual violence is all about power and control. So unfortunately, the more power people have in society, the more we tend to see this where there just doesn't seem to be what most of us, I would say, would call appropriate justice in these situations.
In the case of Frank Stronach, we've noticed that there were some charges laid and there were people that have come out after the fact. But this is with a man who's in his 90s, and these are cases that happened many, many years ago. People might scratch their head and say, why the delay? Why wasn't something done at the time? Why picking on an old man kind of thing? Can you shed some light on the rationale that might be behind this and help us understand?
Yeah, I mean, there is no statute of limitations on these cases, so people can come forward at any time. And, you know, I think it's just that sometimes for folks, especially when it's something that's maybe happened a long time ago, where we maybe as a society didn't talk about it as much. I mean, we still don't a lot today, but it's gotten better in terms of people talking more about sexual violence. But for a lot of people, like it might take 10, 20 plus years for them to get to a part where they point where they even feel like they can talk about it or that they want to take those steps. For a lot of people, right, it's we try to give as much consent and choice back to people as possible because that was taken away from them. So if somebody doesn't want to report something, they don't have to, but they might change their mind eventually. So it's less of a, why are we picking on someone? And more being like, well, this person was silenced for so long because of what somebody else did to them. So it is their 100% their right to tell us, to come forward, to report if they want to at any time. And some people won't ever. And that's also okay. We're here to support no matter what that decision is. But yeah, I think that's a really good conversation to have, that it's not about being malicious. It's about wanting the truth to be out there and wanting to be heard finally.
So then what can be done locally to make a difference in our courts, say here in Northumberland or Peterborough?
I mean, I would recommend coming, if you can, to the International Women's Day event to hear from Kat Owens so that we're able to kind of give some ideas. We'll also, for folks that aren't able to come, we can kind of do a review as well. We do a lot of work on social media because I find that's a really great way to reach people who maybe wouldn't otherwise know about our services if they happen to come across us on Instagram and they see sort of what we've talked about. When high profile cases come up, read about them, find out what that is. And then if it's something that you feel like you can argue, like write a letter or an email to your local MP and see if there's anything that can happen, right? Change doesn't happen if we just sit back. So if there's something that you've noticed that bothers you, and I mean, there have been local cases that have gotten some media notoriety, write in, let people know how you feel. That's how change starts.
Are police services accessible to women who've faced sexual assault? In other words, when they go in to report, are these places that are open and friendly and supportive, or are there systems in place that make them supportive? I'm just wondering how easy it is, you know, when you finally do decide to step forward, how easily that happens, especially when you're dealing with law enforcement.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it's not always the easiest for a number of reasons. For a lot of folks, police are maybe not a system that they want to deal with, or that they've had issues with in the past. We know that that is a system that is unfortunately filled with a lot of systemic discrimination and systemic issues. So that is why, again, we give people the choice of if they want to. We also will support people, and if they want to make that report, like, we would go with them. Sometimes we can argue for if we can get police to come to the center so that they don't have to go into the police station and it feels like they can do it in a more comfortable place. Victim services can also really help with that as well, because that's kind of an easier way to connect people, just to talk to someone and maybe talk through their options of if they want to report or not. So there are some kind of softer ways we can get people to that point if they are a little nervous about it.
Do you have any idea of the conviction rate of people who come forward and lay charges is in our area?
It's pretty low, unfortunately. I think only about 10% of assault cases will be reported by somebody. And of that, probably only 1 to 2% of that will end up in some kind of conviction. Very low rates.
Ideally, what should be happening in Northumberland County and the surrounding area to help empower women?
I think like events like International Women's Day and other things really are a great way to kind of have that ground of letting people know that there is a community that cares and that they're not alone. So like, if you can't come to our event, consider hosting your own event and do something. Cause I think it really starts with a lot of people feel like, I can't believe that this has happened to me. I feel like I'm the only one feeling these things. I feel like I'm the only one who's noticing these issues. And I guarantee you are not the only one, unfortunately, who's noticing these things or who's experienced them yourself. So just connecting with other people who are like-minded is such a great way to build community, help people feel more supported, and then you feel that much more empowered to, you know, go forward and do something.
Would you be good enough to review the details of the event for us one more time?
Yeah, for sure. So we're starting at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 7th, outside of Peterborough City Hall. Again, we have some Indigenous drummers hoping to open our event in a good way. We have some speakers, a poet. Then we will all be marching through the streets of downtown Peterborough, being as loud as we want to be, until we get to the Peterborough Public Library. That'll be about 12:30 p.m. where doors open. Again, we have free food, mingling time. We'll have information about services there as well. So our services, but then everybody else who's on the committee as well. So it's a great way to get connected and learn more about some local agencies that will also support Northumberland County there. And then we've got music and our guest speaker, Kat Owens, from about 1:30 to 3:30-ish. Yeah, free event. Very much looking forward to it.
Jocelyn Enright, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for these lovely questions.
That was Jocelyn Enright, Prevention, Education, and Community Engagement Coordinator for the Kawartha Sexual Assault Center. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.